Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, January 2nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Try not to send me any videos or long story links during the show. You can send those to me after 12 noon when we get off the air. Greatly appreciate that. In the next segment, we're going to do a prayer segment. We need prayers for our country. We need prayers for our government, our elected officials. We need prayers for our communities. And yesterday's show, New Year's Day, I did live. I explained the plan for 2025. And part of that is a daily devotional reading as I prep for the show every morning. I have been looking at daily devotionals for years, but I actually purchased one to start off 2025 with. And day one yesterday, New Year's Day, had to do about praying. On a regular basis, asking for God's help, direction. That's what we're going to do every day of the show. So if you have any prayer requests, send them to me by text message. I will go into prayer in the next segment. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Also, people have been responding to my call to action. We are in the first quarter, started yesterday, for the Nielsen ratings. We very much would appreciate if you would text me your name, your address, and how many vehicles you could put a rear window sticker on for the radio station. They're designed to stick to glass. They don't do really well on painted surfaces or bumpers. They have a tendency to come off in the car washes. Glass back left rear window of your vehicle. Pickup truck, van, minivan, car, SUV, whatever you drive, you won't even see it in your rearview mirror. Very small, down in the bottom left corner, and highly visible, white with black and yellow, the radio station's logo on it. Greatly appreciate if you would do that. Text me your name, address, and how many stickers, and I put them in the mailbox to you today. Got a great show lined up. Lots of things happening, preparing for the Republican majority in Lansing in the State House. We now have bipartisan government in Lansing. Republicans 58 to 52 Democrats in the House. the Senate still slight two-seat majority in the Senate, and of course, Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Are they going to work together? Are they going to try to get some things done? Or is this going to be the beginning of gridlock? Republicans not wanting to pass anything the governor wants, anything that the Democrat-controlled Senate wants. So basically, lame duck session for the next 2 years in Lansing. And part of that process is the budget. The budget has to be passed per our Constitution before July 1st, before they go on summer break. We'll have that conversation. Prayer segment in the next segment. Text me your prayer requests. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Smithin' up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin' in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin'. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Oh, once upon a midnight deer, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Thursday, January 2nd. Yesterday, the daily devotional that I have purchased talked about the King of Creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. There was never a time when God did not exist. Before there was time, before there was anything, there was God. And since his nature is unchanging, so he has also always existed in the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. When reading the Bible, we discover that each member of the Trinity was involved in creation. God the Father took the initiative. God the Spirit is described as hovering over the proceedings. And God the Son was the agent of creation in all that was made. The unique, absolute, guaranteed, absolute that you can rely on is the power of prayer. It goes on to describe the communication between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. When two or more are gathered together in my name, so shall I be, said the Lord. We are going to have a prayer segment every day of this show for 2025. If you have any prayer requests, you can text them to me. When I make the announcement what segment it's going to be, then you can text me during that break so I will have them in my phone as unread messages and be able to say the prayer, request the prayer in the next segment. The prayer I'd like to start off with is a prayer for my wife, Victoria Bishop. She is sitting in her new office this morning as we speak, her first day at work as the new Antrim County Clerk. At 10 o'clock, roughly 42 minutes, she will be calling the Board of Commissioners to order as the chair of that body, that committee of elected officials. As the clerk, she will ask them to stand and say a pledge of allegiance. She's going to ask one of the commissioners to offer a prayer invocation, and then she will be swearing them in. Once she swears them in, they will sign the oath book. She will sign it as notary. And then she will take from the commissioners a nomination for the next chairman of the board. They will hold a paper ballot, private secret vote, and the county administrator, Jeremy Scott, will be the teller. And he will announce who the new chair of Antrim County Board of Commissioners is going to be. So the prayer I'd like to offer is that you join me in asking God. Father, we ask that you put your hand of divine providence and protection on my wife, Victoria, as she enters into this new effort, this new job, this new service to our community. Father, I ask that you have her be wise, absolutely in your perfect way to run the meeting this morning at 10 o'clock and the duties that she is obligated, responsible for carrying out as the new Antrim County Clerk. Father, I also ask that you give her shield and protection from anyone there in the building that may not agree with her politically, that may not like her, who may not like the fact that she's the new clerk. But I ask that you put your hand on them, provide them with peace and calm, and have them act in a professional way toward my wife. We pray this in your son's precious name, Jesus. Amen. Got another prayer request. Jeremy is asking for a prayer. A prayer for Donald Trump to pardon all of the J6ers that are being prosecuted by the Justice Department under Joe Biden on day one, January 20th, when he's sworn in. Jeremy is one of the J6ers. Father, we ask for your divine providence in the handling of the J6ers, those individuals who have been prosecuted, some of them still being jailed from what happened on January 6th of 2021 in Washington, D.C. Father, we ask that you absolutely, absolutely protect them, protect the president, protect the electoral college process that's going to take place this week, coming up on January 6th of 2025. That it will be a smooth transition of power. We ask that you protect the president, Donald Trump, and his family, J.D. Vance, the vice president, and have them sworn in on January 20th. Father, we pray that immediately after the inauguration and Donald Trump gets back to the Oval Office, that he signs pardons for every single person that has been prosecuted, possibly some of them still in jail, that they be released and pardoned of any wrongdoing from what happened on January 6th of 2021. Especially our brother, Jeremy Rogers, we ask that he especially is pardoned along with all the others. We ask this in your son's name, Jesus. Amen. Tom Walker got a request for you. My family music ministry is in need of some transportation conversion van for travel, and we travel quite a bit through the spring and summer. We are a debt-free ministry. So if there's any type of vehicle out there, this is the prayer we're going to ask for Tom. Father God, we come to you this morning, and we ask for a need, a specific need, for one of our Christian brothers, his family. It is a Christian music ministry that they do for you to get your word out. We ask that you provide them needed transportation, a conversion van, a vehicle that maybe somebody out there listening isn't using anymore. They don't have a need for it. Maybe they would like to donate it to the ministry. Father, we ask whatever plan you have for this transportation, that it be made available to Tom Walker and his family for their music ministry. Father, we ask that this be a divine vehicle, perfect for their needs, and that you will take care of them, protect them while they travel in this vehicle for their ministry. We absolutely ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. One other prayer that just came in, request. New leadership in our county. There's going to be county conventions held most likely near the end of January. We got our notice for Antrim. Our county convention is going to be on Thursday, January 30th. Many other counties are also holding their conventions that day, and they are going to be electing new leadership for their county parties and to go to state convention February 21st and 22nd. This particular request is coming from Emmett County. In the process of electing new leadership due to the fact that their chair previously, Parker Fairburn, is now a state representative for the 107th. So this prayer is what we offer. Father, please provide your divine perfect plan for Emmett County Republican leadership, that the right individual be elected chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, to provide them with the proper leadership from the people, for the people of Emmett County. Father, we ask that you absolutely put your hand over this group and lead them to make the proper decisions. We ask this in Jesus' name, and thank you, Father, for answering this prayer. One prayer request is coming from County Commissioner Cliff Tolini, our beef farmer over in Presque County. They're holding their organizational meeting right now, the same time, 10 o'clock this morning, that Vicki will be conducting the commissioner's meeting in Antrim County. He says, our meeting will be at the same time, except Vicki won't have Vermilia and Chapa in the audience. I'm asking that we must extend God's blessing and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ on them, that they will open their eyes and accept him as their Savior and King. Absolutely. I join you in that prayer sentiment, Cliff. Pray that you have a very productive meeting there for the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners. Let me know how it goes. If you get elected to be chairman of the board, text me that. As soon as it happens, I would greatly appreciate it. One of the things you have to understand is that when we come together in prayer and we ask for things that we feel are needs in our lives, understand that that may not be God's plan. That may not be the way things go. But we accept the results. If obviously we prayed for something that wasn't in his divine plan for us, something else will take its place. But we greatly appreciate you guys participating in this segment, and we will do this every day. I will announce it as to when the prayer segment will be. So during the next break, you'll be able to text me your prayer request, and we'll be able to get them into the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that have